Last week we were discussing Shimshin. The end of Perek Tezayin. We're holding by the end of his life. So we said last week, we discussed how, you know, they captured him and they brought him into this building. And Vabayis Molei Hanoshim Vahanoshim. Pasuk Chav Zayin, the house is full of people, men and women, Vishama. All the ministers of the Pelishtim were there also. While Agog, just on the rooftop, is Kishloshes Alafim Ish, the Isha Harayim B'Shaik Shimshin. There's around 3,000 people, men and ladies, are just on the rooftop that are looking, watching. What are they there for? The Shaik of Shimshin. The laughter of Shimshin. That's what we spoke about last week. Why the laughter? But Akapanim. So that's what they're doing there. 3,000. So we said, Kolshkin and Kolshkin, how many people were in the building itself. This is the rooftop 3,000. So you can imagine all the ministers that came. This is the revenge of Shimshin. Vayikra Shimshin al Hashem vayoymar. Shimshin calls Hashem and he says, Zachreini, Hashem alaykim, Zachreini no, remember me v'chaskeini no, acha pam azeh. You mechazik me just this one time. Alaykim. And I'll do nekama one more time from the plishtim. So Rashi explains that nekam achas m'shtei einayim m'plishtim, from my two eyes. He says like this: one of my eyes should be schar for that. What does that mean? The schar ein hashen is hanach li la'olam haba. The second eye leave to la'olam haba. But I want to discuss the Rashi before that. Which is quoted, he's quoting really the Gemara in Saita. The Gemara in Saita says on this pasuk, the Gemara says, Zechor esim shana sheshafatiti es Yisrael. He's begging by the Banish to remember the 20 years that I ruled over Klal Yisrael. V'lo yamarti le'echad mehem, I didn't tell one of them, havali makal zeh, to move this makal mimakal lemakal. So I didn't even tell one person to havali makal zeh mimakal lemakal. What's the Gemara saying? That he didn't come on to anyone. What does it mean he didn't come on to anyone? He didn't have any ishtamshes in this world. Ganesh Levitz has a whole shmuz on this. That he didn't have any ishtamshes in this world, any type of sana that he wasn't supposed to have. What does that mean? Shimshin's a shayfit for Klal Yisrael 20 years. 20 years he's been shayfit over Klal Yisrael. What's his chus now? He's begging by the Ibn Shalom one more time. What's this chus that he's asking the Bereshitim that he should win over the Plishtim? One thing that he's telling the Bereshitim, I didn't have any extra pleasures in my life. That's what he's telling the Bereshitim, and that's why he was zeichus this last time, because he's telling the Bereshitim why? Because he didn't have any extra pleasures. What does that mean? That means he's a shayfit, and he's ready for people to ask people things, to do things, to get. I know the Mishnah Ovah says, Hachanus psucha v'achemeni makif v'apinkis pasuach v'ayad kaysevas v'chalareitza lilvois yavoi v'yilve v'nefroim in ha'odam midaitev shlem midaitev. What does that mean? You're going to be down every single dollar that you spend. You think that you have a few dollars so you can spend it? You're going to be needing for every single dollar that you spent extra. So a person thinks that he has a couple of dollars, and from that, why not? Why shouldn't he enjoy himself, right? About the regular things he's supposed to do. But when you make a couple of dollars and that's why you're going to start going ahead and living a whole different lifestyle, that you're going to have to answer why you a zeicher. Why do you feel you a zeicher to live such a lifestyle? So, come on. No, don't stop working. But the pshat is that you have to realize that because you have a few dollars in your bank account, then that doesn't mean that that's how you should live. Give tzedakah. What should you do with it? Some man knows Shanaim with it. You never had that question. What? Eh? Yeah, what's for Salah? So a person, this is such a, you know, I was going to say this week, I was going to speak about that, but.
$20 million,
First of all, when someone has $100 million, he's allowed to give more. You should give more. This week's parasha is very interesting. Klal Yisrael complained to Moshe Rabbeinu many, many times. And Moshe Rabbeinu had no problem. He did everything in the world for Klal Yisrael. And this week's parasha, it says, "Mayyam kim misayinim, Rabba ozne Hashem." They were complainers. We don't even say what they were complaining about, but they were walking, mom was just complaining. There was a fire and it calmed down. Then Pasuk Dalet says, they told Klal Yisrael, said, when are we going to have meat? Zachana, Zadoga, remember the fish. Shalach v'tzayim chinam for free. It's a kishum. It's a v'tivim. It's a chutz. It's a saga. Some squash over here. Some onions. Back upon him, they're saying that they had good stuff. And over here, they keep on going. And Moshe Rabbeinu gives up. Moshe Rabbeinu baruch hu shchazav. Moshe Rabbeinu yisla avdecha v'lamer mitzasachem enecha. Can I do anything for them? I only basa la'yanucha lecha levadi. I can't do this anymore. What happened over here? Why did he give up? So what happened over here? Because it's again. That's not the pshat. The pshat is pashut. Because when he saw that Klal Yisrael is complaining about everything, he's okay. But once they start complaining that they want more Gashmias, he gave up. Gashmias is the greatest steer to Ruchnias. You can't be Mis'ala when someone's about Megushim. Why? Because it's about Gaiva. You can't tell him anything. He has a few dollars, main to Hatavelt, and he gets whatever he wants, and that's it. There's all other masses out there for him. And that's it. You can't tell him anything. You can tell him something. What's that? I have 16 waiters. I have 5 people under me. Right? So all of a sudden you become Bargaiva and you can't be mashpia on him. It's very clear that when someone makes a couple of dollars and he lives in that standard, there's no way to be mashpia on such a person. And not only that, we're saying over here, Shimshon is telling the Banish them the reason why he had a schus to continue was only because he didn't live with it. He made it, but he didn't live with it. It's so important to be mechanach your children like this, mechanach yourself, mechanach your children. That even though you have a few dollars, it doesn't mean that it's come to. Because if everything comes to you, you're going to have to fend for every single dollar while you spent on it in Olam Haba. And not only that, it's going to be taken away from you. The Pasuk in Kehelet says, Ki eskol ma'aseh lekim yavoi b'mishpat akol nelam. That what does that mean? That you're going to be dan din v'cheshbon on any hanah that you had in this world, any extra pleasure that you weren't supposed to have, you're going to be down. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean that a rich man has to live like a poor man. That's not what it means, right? That's not what we're saying, because the standards stack. Never the standards are going higher and higher like Meshuggah. You walk into a store, you could pay for. I mean, it became an experience. There's no more shopping that you buy for tomatoes. Everything became an experience, right? No? Maskev. Right? You go to eat out, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, you're $500 in. Huh? So how do you go ahead and just have a no? It's a good. I'm not saying sometimes this is true, this is chaydish, and this is true, this is this. All are good to truth, I'm saying. And they are good to truth, but I'm saying, but a person has to realize that with a limit, it can't be that you just. It's hard to explain to people because it's hard to understand this. What do you mean? So what am I supposed to do with the money? Lose it in the stocks? Hey, what am I supposed to do with it? Let me spend it, right? Let me enjoy it. Yeah, there is a musig of someone that, there is a musig that someone to enjoy. He worked hard. He needs to go continue on. It's good. It's true to him. But realize that the person you don't have to answer to me, the person you have to answer to their them, lachem evesim, why you built yourself a manstrat, I don't know what the words are.
A palace.
A tracklin. A tracklin, yeah, sure, Shalemo. The kids are nice, how do you know what to build yourself? So you have to see what your father built. See what he lived in.
Forget it.
see what the Dayo Sakat Minim did. Who went like that?
If that's true, then why
should
we go all the way around the house
and
just die?
No, so I'm saying today there's no
normalcy. So it can't see our father.
I'm saying if your father had money, his father never dialed his name, right? Oh, your father had money, okay.
It says that
the religion in Spain, the Mamish church, I can't answer what it says. We never went there. We can't prove it. We saw Rabbi. We saw Rabbi.
It says that no
Torah
from that time.
Oh, you mean you're right? Really? Look at this, so Omei is being a riot to us.
As opposed to then afterwards, that's a fact.
And the Mamers didn't have anything.
Look at history, the 400 years of military. Where were they?
What, did they shine them
then? They shine to the beginning of that frame. It was like a 300 year gap.
Yeah,
so that was the time they were very big in Spain. And there's no period that came out of it.
Wow, we. Okay, time of the Messiah, look. Okay, so we hope that shouldn't happen in Lakewood. Lakewood, Jackson, Tom's River, Howell, whatever. Yeah, so anyways, okay, so that's what Shimshon was telling us in Mayadig, a lesson over here, that the reason his Kayach HaTayna was, his whole Kayach HaTayna was that he had the Yechaylus, he was a Shaifet. And he didn't come on to it, he wasn't Mishtamish and Ano, another Mazet. Right? So that's Chanina Bani, right? Not to have extra. So I'm saying, so his Tavis Nashon. It wasn't Tavis Nashon. We married them. Hopefully we'll get to that. Yeah. So, Acha Pam Azel Loikim Beinokman Nekam Acha Vishte Einam Yiplishtim. Look at this. He's giving up his own eye, whatever that means. Give me this chayv for this world of eye. In this world, and only one eye in next world. Why? Because to kill out the plishtim. It means he's going already. But he wanted to have a savior for Klal Yisrael. So look what he did to give up for someone else. You know what's going on there? He went, and we know that one word of Torah, sorry, one word of all the pleasures in this world, Meshach Shach, we were just talking about, all the pleasures that someone could get in this world, plus everyone else's pleasures, plus from Adam Rishon till today. So you can imagine all the Gashmi and Shaykh in this world. One word of Torah, you're going to get more Schaim in the next world from one word of Torah. You know what's going on here? Ain't Vah Torah. You're going to get more Schaim than all the pleasures, all the trips you were made to Kalamazoo and who knows where. Right? All that is not going to add up to one word of Torah at the end of it. And Shimshon was ready to give up everything, I mean, a whole eye, whatever that means. Because the schar of what he did with that, I won't limit just that Yana should go ahead, Klal Yisrael should be saved. Look how much he was ready to give himself up. Fatzveite. Spoke about the Shabbos. How your whole life you're supposed to give up Fatzveite. Okay. So what did he say? Not only that, but Yilfais, Shimshon. So what did Shimshon do? Well, you have to listen to it. Vayilfa Shimshon Ashnei, huh? Yeah, no, it is. Vayilfa Shimshon Ashnei Amudei Atavach, Asher Bayis Nochen Aleihem, Vayisamech Aleihem. So we said last week the two pillars were right next to each other, which was a Chiddush Nifla. They built a building like that, such a big building. They built it with two. The whole Kiyama building was only the two pillars next to each other. And he leaned on them. Echad b'minoi v'echad v'smayla. One to the right and one to the left. Oh. Okay, this is remembering the old shir that we said that it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Shishim Amos. So we're like we're making a whole story out of it that it was so close. I was waiting for someone to ask that last week. That they were so close and what type of modern building this is. Shishim Amma. So when we said Shishim Amma, what? Right. Shishim Amma is some big goes into it. So therefore, it's not. Okay, but then that's out. Vayeimer Shimshon, Thomas Nafshi and Plishtim. Shimshon said, let me die with the Plishtim. Very powerful statement. Shimshon's ready to give his life up, but our kapanim let the Plishtim die. Vayeit bekayach. And he pulled it with kayach, vayipal abayis al asranim, on the ministers, vayakala amash abay, and all the people that are with him. He killed now more than he killed while he was alive. So this moment, is the killing that he did was crazy amount of people. Not only that, the Mazal tell us that all the Sam came, all the ministers, the whole parliament came, everyone came, because this was their revenge of Shimshon. His eyes were poked out, he had no power anymore, nothing. There's no strength. And they figured this is the best, the Shaykh, and we said the whole fight was just Shaykh. They were out to watch him, they were out to laugh at him, and this was the time they were here, so everyone came. The president, the vice president, the ganze, everything. And he killed them, everyone out. Everyone got killed out. They had the front seats, and they all got killed out. Now, the Imam Ipana explains that Shimshon obviously was not trying to go ahead and kill his ruchnius. Well, he was just trying to do a Thomas Nafshi. Anything that I did, any chet that I did, any chet that I did in my nefesh, that's what he was asking to get killed out. That means anything, any chet of taiva that he had, that's what he wanted to kill out. But Avada, he was not looking for etzim to kill himself out, was it? Now, the shaila is, how did Shimshon, how was he allowed to go ahead and be goyim misa on himself? You're not allowed to kill yourself. How is he allowed to kill himself? For nothing, he let it kill himself. No, the pshat is, the Shach writes this, that it was Mishun de Gechil Hashem going on over there. They were making fun of the Shimshon's of Dirban Shlach. So, Melad, Shach Gechil Hashem, you're allowed to go ahead and kill yourself also. When it's coming out, Shach Gechil Hashem. Just like Gechil Hashem's Decha Ve'ez Chamur, so too is Decha, this Misa of killing yourself. Ve'yedu Echa V'chol Beis Aviyu V'yisu Oysai Vayalu, Vayikvu, Oisei ben Tzir, ben Ashtoyo, Bekevim, Menoyach Aviv, Ruhu Shofat, as he saw, Lesson Shana. His brothers, his cousins, they all went and they tried to find him. You can imagine what's going on here. Thousands and thousands of people dead. And it was scary to go there. The Plishtim were also looking for their ministers and this and that. They would kill the Yidnaf. The Maisa, they went to Mamashim and Sirius Nefesh to give Shimshon a good Kvur, but not on his stam. They put him next to Menoyach. That means even after the Chet, whatever that means, this in our Asagas, it's not shy to understand the Chet, if there's a Chet that Shimshon did Bechlal. But that, they went and they took him out, and they put him next to Menoyach. Menoyach was a Galadah. And they put him next to his father, who Shafet as Yisrael, Lesham Shana. He was Shafet Klai Yisrael for 20 years. And we know, Yishami learns out of this Pasuk, that it doesn't mean he was already 20 years. It was 20 years later, they were so afraid of the story of Plishtim, of what Shimshon did to the Plishtim, that his kiyum was even 20 years later. Not only that, Lav Dafka, they knew that they were worried maybe Shimshon's still in the rubble over there, and maybe his body would still give off some Kedusha to it. They were so afraid. For 20 years afterwards, they were still afraid of what Shimshon did. And that's the effect that he had. So now let's a little chaza over a little bit the yisaidis that we saw with Shimshon. Shimshon comes from Dan, Sheva Dan, and not only that, we see the Rashi and Chumash. Rashi by when Yaakov gave all the shvatim, gave them brachas. The thing that he mentioned by Dan was Shimshon. That is the yichus that Shimshon had was done, and that's what Yaakov Inu was mispalel. She asked Kvisa Hashem that when Shimshon is going to go ahead and ask for this one more time, that's when Yaakov Avinu was mispalel. The Rambam goes by Yitzchak, and the Rambam says it's so interesting. He should mispalel something for thousands of years, 1,000 years later, hundreds of years later. It's too hard to understand. So therefore, he goes on a different shot. But Rashi, the Rambam, most of the Rishonim learn that that's what Shimshon. That's what Don was mispalel for. So obviously this is such a big factor in Klal Yisrael that we have to understand what was Shimshon's new mahalas. So we explain that Klal Yisrael was losing to all the Plishtim. The Plishtim were winning over Klal Yisrael. Many, many thousands of Yidden were getting killed through the Plishtim. So Shimshon came up with a new mahalas. That the only way to win them over is not making yourself publicity of Klal Yisrael. The way to win is faket, shifan al-edach, go on the side road, and that's how you're going to win. That's how Klal Yisrael is going to win. not by putting themselves in the parliament, faket, by not letting themselves known so much. That's how they'll win over the Goyim. But it's not stam that that's how they'll win. That's the zchut kiyum of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is not supposed to be balei gaiva. They're not supposed to shtech out the Goyim's eyes. Because that's when they have the nekama on us. If Klal Yisrael lives with the pashtus and they don't make a whole tumult, then we're never supposed to make a tumult. Sometimes we do, so the Gedolim go ahead and say that this time you're supposed to make a tumult. With recently, right, in the government now, with New York, they send an email. The schools, right. So over there, they feel that the head you're patching and going against them, so that's why. But Be'etzim, Klal Yisrael is always supposed to lay low. And therefore, that was Shimshon HaGibor's new model. Now, we said that we don't find anywhere in Bavli, Yishalmi, Medrash, this term, Shimshon HaGibor. There's no such term. It doesn't say any place that he was a Gibor. Maybe in the Mechilta, they say that you find it, Mechilta and Shemais. What was Shimshon's Gibor? Shimshon's Gibor was Pasha that he was a Nazir. What's a Nazir? A Nazir that is living for the Rebbeinu Shleilam. He's being misalik himself from his taivas. That's what a Nazir is. So that's Gvura. We think Gvura is faket. The more you eat, the more Gibor you're going to be. The more you're Megushim, the more you're going to look better with your hair and this and that. And Nazir lets his hair long. He looks favor from. That's Shtarkat. Right? Shtarkat, you're unsecure if you have to build yourself something. That you're unsecure about yourself, because what's giving you a gvur? Your surroundings, not yourself. Right? You're not happy within. You're happy with. You have to try to get happy with what you built around you, or what you drive. That's what's making you happy. Nothing, right? That means that's where your gvur is. You don't have gvur within. Shimshon has gvur within. When you're a happy person, you don't have to show others. It means you're unhappy. Why are you building? Why would someone build a brick outside his house? Only because it doesn't make it stronger. No? It's just the fence. So people build fake bricks. What's that all about? I'm saying. So it's a look, right? I'm saying, so it means you're... Huh? I'm sorry, what? What did he say? Flee better?
Siding.
Yeah, the kids said...
No.
I'm just trying to show is... That is what Shimshon was showing us. That says, don't make yourself gantzimizes. Lay low. That is what Shimshon was. Shimshon Ali Dev. That's where he's coming. He's coming from Dan. So Lav Dafku, like we're saying, that Shimshon had any gvur, we said that I can picture Shimshon like a man laid. You know what I mean? A Moshe, a small yid, and no strength. And then, what was his strength? His strength was the Ruchni's biggest strength. The Nazir, Langahur, everything. But that's what the gvur. Pnimi's the gvur. He's able to fight the surroundings. Fakat. Surroundings around you is hard to fight, right? It's Mali, Taiva, and Gashmir. And if you fight it, that's gvur. Yeah. So Reb Tzadik explains more than that. And he says, another svarim, right, is that the Shimshon was on the outskirts, which means he was trying to help out the Shvach Yidden. He was doing kiyur. That's what Shimshon was doing. He was trying to, even the people that are on the outskirts, right? Don was always in the back. The people that left behind. What does it mean left behind? It doesn't mean that they were slow and physically. It means that they were slow in ruchnis. So Shimshon went ahead. Don was that Matthias. That Shimshon now that Don was in the back. He was picking up, because I'll tell us, he was picking up the people that were left behind. So, if Tzadok explains that it means, and so too Shimshon, why he married a Plishti, was a cheshbon. He was trying to show, everyone knew about Shimshon. He was a shayfet. Everyone knew he was a godless of a godless. And still he went and married Plishti. He wanted to help out that Yidden, now you have to be on this madrega, but Yidden that aren't so up to par like you are. Also, you have to be Mekayev them, you have to help them out. Like this, we need the whole Klal Yisrael together to go ahead and be Mekayev B'nei Mashiach. And that's why, the Svarim, right, the Yaakov Avinu thought that Shimshon was going to be Mashiach. Because when Mashiach is going to come, it's going to kibbutz nitchei am Yisrael. It's going to be a kibbutz of everyone. So you want to know the organizations that do kiyuv, if they're doing it right, then they're helping out Klal Yisrael to be Mekayev B'nei Mashiach. It's not the You have to be a musmich to do this. You can't just go ahead and decide, okay, I'm going to Kiev now. But there are some organizations that are extremely levlachem, or Uzoa did, it's mishunadik, right? What he, his kachas he put in, and until he started being mekayev, until he finished shas and everything, wasn't stam that he mekayev. But that is what's going to be happening before Mashiach comes. So, and that's what Don Shevet Don, and that's what Shimshon was mekabel. That's how you go ahead, and that's why Yitaka won over more than anything else in the whole show. We didn't learn anything part of it, but anything else in Shevetim, that's what Shimshon did more than anyone else. He was matzliach more than anyone else because of this mahalach of laying low and not living with the gashmias. Three things: laying low, not living with the gashmias, and being makar of people that needed kiruv. Kiruv doesn't have to mean a guy that's completely off and you're giving up. Your neighbor that's not doing so well in ruchnis, you help him out. Or your chavrusa that's not doing so well in ruchnis, anyone. Or your wife that's not doing so well in ruchnis. Right? You tell her a little bit, explain to her, not her. Explain to her a little bit. What's meant to Zion Abbasu Yid? Nikadesh, what's it called? Mikdash? Huh? What's that sign outside? Tag. Nikadesh. No, they start. To know a little bit, to stop a little bit less on the iPhone, especially now you go to the bungalow county, you can be mashpia. Other people can be mashpia on you. Ben l'tayv, ben l'ra. If it's l'tayv, take it. If it's l'ra, you go with the family people. You don't know where they're holding your ruchnis. No? Love to have to hold in the same place where you are. So you want to be part of the oilam, and you go, and you become friendly with them, and you go downward, chas v'shalom. Be very careful. It's a good vacation, but sometimes on vacation, you have to really be dependent who you're going with. So Mitzvah Mitzvah, when you go to the bungalow colony, you have to know where you're heading. It's not pashut. You give yourself 10 weeks of vacation, but if you're going downwards, you mamash took yourself 50 weeks up and then 10 weeks down. Well, you two, you have a shame with each other. Next door neighbor. Yeah. Okay, so then you're good off. Okay. So you two are good off, but make sure you don't go to someone else's bungalow. Every suit you go to someone else's. You there, huh? Well, other people come to you every suit then?
Be a more.
Okay? Those weeks go so quick down. Much kayak you put in to go up is a lot harder. Okay, so Obi Zaycha. We're stopping now. Nach for 10 weeks. You guys are not here. We can't continue. So Mitch Shem. Okay, we'll see you still. You come during the week, right?
Well, you can go
from Tuesday to Thursday.
The whole week. I was just going to learn this from Safer, or?
No.